Anything else to take, coffee?
I just find it hard at the moment. No work there. I worked 3-4 years ago on building site, painting and decorating. It's all gone now. I have nothing, like. And basically, this place has been a lifeline for me, you know.
Keith Daly has just finished a plate of beef stew at the Twist Soup Kitchen in Galway City.
I come in about 3-4 days a week, and I can help out as well when I come in, like cleaning up, cleaning the floor, cleaning the dishes, and coming in to get help with food.
Sitting at the next table is Kieran Keneally. He too never thought he'd need to open a door into a soup kitchen.
Never, ever, ever, ever. But now, you know, lost jobs, lost family, lost houses, lost everything. Nothing else to do. This is the only place I meet people that are in the same boat as I am, that are stuck.
The soup kitchen is run by former pilot Oliver Williams, who once needed similar help when homeless in London in the 1980s.
I ended up going to a place called Centre Pint in Soho, who took me in and gave me a meal and a bed and some good advice and put me on the right track where I could have ended up on the wrong track. I was fortunate enough, but I always said that one day, if I ever got the opportunity, I'd open one in Galway. The most thing that surprised me is the type of people that come in to see me, which is ordinary family people. They've just fallen hard times, can't afford to make ends meet, and losing their jobs, not qualifying for dole, missing payments, and, you know, just hard times.
60 miles east of Galway sits the Midlands town of Athlone. The trend here, like many towns across the Republic, is for businesses to close. Soup kitchens, however, buck the trend. And locals here are welcoming the town's first soup kitchen, which Oliver will open next week.
I think they're good for the people, like, with the times that are, the times at the minute, like, not a lot of people haven't got money, so it would be good for some people, you know.
I think it's a marvellous idea. There's so many people needing food, but heating bills now and household charges, and it's gone crazy. There's very little left for food.
Everybody's in trouble with the where the country is run at the moment. The big fella's getting it all.
Back in Galway, over a cup of tea, I talked to Angela Heffernan, who was homeless.
20 or 30 years ago, I would have never thought I would be in a soup run. Like, it's just you can't help blaming yourself. I would just give anything to have my family back all together and having a hot meal together.
I see the numbers rising here very slowly, and with the next wave of budget cuts, I see it going through the roof. I'd love this place to be closing down, but that's not going to happen.
The next couple of years, I hope to God I get back on track. Get a job. I don't know if it'll happen, but I'm 42 years of age. I'm just, you know, I'm living every day as it comes. That's what I'm hoping for.